The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
With me now to discuss the continued fallout to the referendums at the weekend, or rather on Friday and counting at the weekends, is John McGuinness, Fianna Fáil TD and Chair of the Joint Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform, and Matt Carthy, a Sinn Féin spokesperson on Foreign Affairs and Defence Party TD as well. You're both very welcome, gentlemen. John, how did you vote?
I voted no for both referendums, and I made it perfectly clear before polling day that that's what I was doing.
Why did you vote no?
I voted no because I didn't see any reason for having the referendum. They were poorly explained. There was no discussion. There was a guillotine in relation to pre-led scrutiny in the context of the Dáil and the committee work. The leadership then was given by Michael McDowell, and he gave clear, concise reasons why the people should vote no. And I was touched by those various interviews that he did, and I was happy to support the no campaign.
Were you swayed at all by arguments made from senior members of your own party who were voting yes, yes?
But they didn't make any argument. That's the point. They put the wording before the citizens for their view on it.
Yeah.
For them to vote on it. But they didn't spell out why they were doing this. For example, in relation to taking the mother or women out of the constitution, they never explained the consequences of that, of their actions. They put in the word in the care one about strive. Well, there's no need to strive. Just wait until budget day and give carers the recognition that they deserve. This was a complete cock-up by government, and each of the parties are to blame in this. And there was no need to spend 20 million euro on a referendum, quite frankly. And I think they've done huge damage in terms of government trust and so on. But they've exposed themselves as well as to how far they will go in their arrogance to get what they want.
Who is arrogant?
The government itself, in terms of the cabinet, reached all of these decisions. I don't single out any one minister or leader. They're together in all of this.
No, but if you're talking They've collectively about decisions. Them, I mean, that's quite a few Fianna Fáil TDs you're talking about.
Well, sure, I know that. And Green, and Fine Gael, and their TDs, and their members of the cabinet. And they did not tease out the referendum to the extent, the wording, to the extent that they knew the answer to every single matter that was raised. They couldn't give the answers. And I was very disturbed by the fact that even on at the count, there was no great presence of anyone there, with the exception of Leo Varadkar, Eamon Ryan. There should have been a government response to that. And that tells me that they knew from the beginning that they were just throwing this together in the hope that the people would respond. And that didn't happen for them. And as a result of that, they now have, you know, they now have to rebuild that trust, and they have to start doing business differently, reflecting on the needs of society and the individuals within society, and put people first rather than their own grand notions.
Well, what does that look like? Because I see Willie O'Dea, your Fianna Fáil colleague, earlier today. Fianna Fáil needs to get back to basics, abandon the hate speech bill, etc., and focus on housing, health, law and order, and stop playing to the woke gallery.
Yeah, of course, you could say all of that. But my colleagues, some of my colleagues, have come out after the event and said, oh, they voted no. Well, when you're in a party and that party is in government, or indeed if it's in opposition, you come to the parliamentary party meetings and you express your point of view there and either try to strengthen the position or change the position of government. And that didn't happen on this occasion. So it's too late coming out afterwards and say, well, I voted no.
Okay.
So what does it look like now?
I mean,
government will have to respond to the issues that face people in their own lives. They haven't been doing that. They haven't been paying attention. And if they thought that this was important to
yeah.
the people,
set aside the fact that you would have maybe preferred some of these people to express these views before the referendum, do you agree with the sentiment when you say like they need to campaign now on issues that actually matter to people? Like, are they the things that Willie O'Dea talks about? Like, is it a time to abandon the hate speech law and focus on things like housing, health,
yes,
and law and order.
Is, yeah. And that this has been said before at parliamentary party meetings. So it's not as if it's not being said or that it's being said arising from the referendum. What's happening here is that the leadership of government and the parliamentary parties are tone deaf to the issues that they're hearing being raised in the Dáil chamber and at parliamentary party meetings. I listen carefully to questions on promise legislation, a question to the Taoiseachs and ministers. And it is the basic things, access to proper healthcare, access for care of our children under the for mental health issues and for autism and so on. Access to school places, access to buses to school. They're the basic rights that people should have. And they're not being listened to, they're being ignored. And that is why they got such a resounding response of no vote on polling day.
Is Micheál Martin the right man to refocus Fianna Fáil?
I'm not going to go there, to be honest, Kieran, because I've been there before. This is a government matter. And quite frankly, I think that Fine Gael are tired in government. They've been there for a long time. I believe that Fianna Fáil has damaged itself because of the fact that we went into coalition and previous to that because of the confidence and supply. So we need to set out our own policies. It's hard to tell the difference now between any of the parties in government and the policies of that party. And that's not good for politics. It's not good for democracy.
Well, Matt Carthy is with us as well. I mentioned the Sinn Féin TD and party spokesperson on foreign affairs and defence. Matt, just looking at the exit poll, nearly 90% of Sinn Féin voters rejected the care proposal. Nearly 80% rejected the family proposal. I mean, the levels of rejection are higher than any other major party, although it should be said only marginally higher than Fianna Fáil voters. I mean, given party leadership were advocating a yes, yes vote, why do you think so many supporters ignored their call?
Because we got it wrong. Quite simply, Kieran, the
Sinn Féin leadership got it wrong.
Yes, and I'm part of that. And, you know, we're wrong because the people are always right. And the people told us emphatically on Friday what they felt of this proposition that was brought forward by the government. And, of course, we have to reflect on that. We have to listen to that. Above all, we have to respect it. Our position was not what the Irish people wanted it to be, and therefore therefore, we're in a situation this week where I think we have to set out very clearly that we've heard that message and that we will not find ourselves in a position where we aren't listening to the people whose votes we depend on in the future.
How did that happen? How did Sinn Féin find themselves in a situation where leadership was so disconnected from the grassroots?
Well, you know, we had a series of interactions with the government where we were very critical of their approach to this entire referendum. Remember, there was a citizens' assembly that put forward wording that was disregarded. There was an Oireachtas all-party committee that put forward wording that was disregarded. The government didn't collaborate in any way with the opposition. They didn't consult. They obviously failed to convince people, and the results show that they were determined and insisted on putting forward a rushed vote to the people with language that didn't reflect what I think might have been in some circumstances acceptable, and they did it for, you know, what was an elaborate PR exercise. Now, you know, we recognised and were always on record as saying that there was absolutely scope and the principle of inserting language that reflected the role and the important role that carers play in our society was important, and it was on that basis that we supported a yes-yes vote. But as I say, in hindsight, we were absolutely wrong to do so.
What I'm trying to understand, and I'm not defending the government wording, far from it. You know, I have plenty of criticism for them. I'm just trying to understand how Sinn Féin, how yourself, you describe yourself as being in the leadership of Sinn Féin, quite rightly, how you came to be so disconnected from what 90% of your voters felt.
Well, and again, that's part of the reflection that we need to have among ourselves in the wider instances. But, you know, nobody foresaw the rejection. I think many of us would have had a view over the past week or so that government were running a really, really bad campaign. I think the interventions of Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin in particular made bad situations worse in terms of convincing people who were perhaps minded and to get further information. And, you know, they clearly went into the no camp following those interventions. But I think above all, and as I say, you know, the objective from a Sinn Féin perspective was to ensure that carers, people with disability, that their needs and their aspirations would be reflected in the constitution. I think during the course of the campaign itself, it was very clear that there were very important voices within those communities that felt that this language not only didn't reflect what they wanted or needed, but actually excluded them. And I think that was a defining factor for many people.
Was that a factor in how Sinn Féin approached the campaign? As those voices got louder and louder, did you row back on campaigning?
Well, we always set out, and we set this out when we launched our own position in Dublin, that this wasn't the wording that we would have put forward, that we had reached this position, an unbalanced position, and that, you know, this was the government's wording. It was their timing.
You're absolutely right, and it's on the record, and Mary Lou McDonald's quite on the record on kind of day one of campaigning, saying that, criticising the wording. Still, you know, and you've acknowledged it, you advocated a yes vote, but you were fairly anonymous in the campaign. Is that why?
It wasn't our campaign. I suppose the way I'd have described it as we came to an unbalanced position. Well, quite clearly we were off balance in terms of the position of very important voices. I think Senator Tom Clonan and other advocates for people with disabilities put forward a very strong argument that wasn't rebooked. I have to say I never saw it during the campaign as my role or responsibility as an opposition TD to be the person to rebook them, because I wouldn't have been able to do so. That was clearly in the gift and within the obligations of those people who had put this referendum with this wording at this time to the people, and that was government, and they blatantly failed to do so.
If you're in government after the next election, Matt, how high up on the priority list would it be to rerun these?
It won't be on our priority list at all. We have very important things that require to be changed in this society. Above all, housing, the need to reform our health services, the need
to... Did your party leader not previously suggest she would run them again?
I can tell you, Kieran, we will not be rerunning this referendum at any stage in the next government. Our job now, quite frankly, is to get into government, because I've always been of the view for the past number of years that the Irish people are up for change, they want change, and it has been, and it's our job to convince them that Sinn Féin is the vehicle to deliver that change. And I think that job of work has become even more important and more imperative after the weekend's referendum results.
Matt, thank you for your time. Thank you as well to John McGuinness, Matt Carty, Sinn Féin TD spokesperson of Foreign Affairs and Defence. John McGuinness is a Fianna Fáil TD's chair of the Joint Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.